leader and the ultimate goal of establishment of Islamic civilization. Of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei delivered a memorable speech to the nation via video conference on 17th of May, with participation of several groups of university students, academics, lecturers and professors, some of whom expressed their points of view on the current affairs of the country. Stay with us for the fourth and final part of the leader's speech. The leader of the Islamic Revolution added, "Of course, as I mentioned last year and as I have repeatedly said afterwards, I believe in a young and Hezbollahi or God-orientated administration. Of course, the establishment of a young government, a young administration, does not mean that the president should be, for example, 32 years old. This is not what I meant. A young administration means an agile, enthusiastic administration prepared, whose members are of an age, are of a relatively young age, they work hard, and who not become tired easily. That is what I mean by a young government. Some people are mentally young, even if they're at an advanced age. For example, the dear martyr whom you mentioned, General Qasem Soleimani, of whom I think about day and night, was 60 plus years old. He was not very young, but if he had lived 10 more years, and if myself had lived long enough to see him in action, and if I could appoint people, I would keep him there and would not have dismissed him, although he was not young. Therefore, sometimes people who are not of a young age can accomplish feats that are typical of youth. In any case, in my opinion, the solution for the problems of the country is the establishment of a young, Hezbollahi and pious administration that can help the country get through difficult times." The next point I want to make, and my next word of advice to you, is that you should expand the revolutionary camp. You should recruit, not dismiss soldiers. Just because there are some differences of opinion and slight disagreements, you should not disown individuals. There are some people who believe in Islam, in the revolution, in the Islamic government, and in many of the principles which you hold dear, but who do not agree with you on such and such a matter. This should not make you reject them and eliminate them from a circle of the revolution. You should expand the revolutionary camp as much as you can, and you should attract as many people as possible. Of course, I do not mean recruiting hypocrites and disloyal elements, rather I mean attracting faithful people who might have some disagreements with you. The leader added, "My next advice to you is that the opposite conduct to reject and disown, which is wrong as well. There are some people who focus all their efforts on creating doubts about the principles of the revolution and on denying all the achievements of the country. You should speak to such individuals in a powerful and explicit way. You should demarcate your borders with them. I do not advise you to compromise with those who do not believe in the principles of the revolution, who create doubts about these principles, who eulogize the enemy, and who show us the wrong way. You should avoid them, and you should confront them in a powerful and outspoken manner. He who creates doubts acts as a spinal cord of the enemy's cultural work, and the goal of the enemy's soft war is to create doubt. So if someone inside the country does the enemy's work, they should naturally be confronted. After all, there are some people who help the enemy and who embellish him. I will tell you that despite the fact that the Americans have spent heavily in recent years in making the US look like an attractive place for the entire world, today American society is not attractive in any way. Moreover, the American nation, the American society, and the American government have become something of a disgusted monstrosity in the eyes of the world. This is the reality of it. The fact that the United States flag is burnt in many countries throughout the world, even inside the US itself. Some time ago, there was a report clearly saying the US flag was burnt by some people within the United States. This shows the people's hatred towards the US government. Even the governments which cooperate with the United States on many issues express their doubts and their reservations about the US and their distrust of US politicians. Of course, this hatred and distrust and rejection of US in recent years is partly due to the people who lead the country's top leadership. This hatred is partly due to them, to the supposedly honorable gentlemen who lead the country. On the one hand, they have a president, Dr. Trump. Our talented youth have produced a show called Dr. Salam. This description reminds one of that show. And on the other hand, they have a puerile, nonsensical and glib Secretary of State who talks gibberish and makes completely unreasonable and stupid comments here and there. These people have certainly contributed to the fact that the US is not held in high regard and is hated in much of the world. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei added, "They have contributed to the nation's and even the politicians' hatred of the United States, but this is not the only reason. The long-term actions of the United States, its warmongering, its belligerence, its performance in many countries, including in Afghanistan, in Iraq and Syria, this has contributed to the hatred of the United States as well. They explicitly say that they will deploy their military forces in such and such an area of Syria, because there is oil there. They say this openly. They are so shameless and brazen about it. Of course, the Americans will not stay for long either in Syria or in Iraq, and they will be forced to leave both countries and they will certainly have to leave the region. There is no doubt about this. They will be expelled, but this is their behavior anyway. They engage in fratricide, in warmongering, and in helping tyrannical and notorious governments, governments which are notorious in the world in the true sense of the word. Their crimes, their warmongering, their support for terrorism, and their wholehearted defense of the increasingly oppressive actions taken by the Zionist regime, their parody of justice, and recently their terrible handling of the coronavirus, are all factors that have contributed to the hatred of the United States in the world, to the anti-US sentiment which is rising. This is why some people are trying to spruce up the United States and put it on display for public opinion. The next point of advice to you is about scientific endeavor. Once more, I wish to stress the issue of science and technology, despite the fact that I have placed great emphasis on it in recent years. I wish to repeat, knowledge or science is power. Knowledge is power, and therefore one should pursue science and technology. Academic circles and research centers should definitely pay attention to science. Meanwhile, you should pay attention. That is the reason why I stress science is for the sake of progress of the country. Science is a means for broadening future horizons. It should be used to achieve what I said years ago, that we should reach a point where anyone wishing to benefit from new scientific discoveries would have to learn Farsi, the Persian language. Science should be pursued with this goal and with this intention. Those who develop science in the world, those people who have the same goals as us, otherwise, if we pursue scientific work just for temporary personal profit, that is of no value. The main point is looking at science as a means of broadening the horizons." The leader of the Islamic Revolution stressed the necessity of attaching significance to hijab and Islamic modesty in academic environments. He said, My other word of advice to you is about hijab and Islamic modesty in universities. This is one of my big concerns, and I strongly request that officials, heads of universities, managers in ministries related to academic work, and university students themselves, in particular young ladies, pay attention and attach great significance to the issue of distancing between men and women, which is an issue existing in Islam. They should observe Sharia principles in this regard. The last point I want to make is that young people and the organizations in charge of youth matters should know that as we attach significance to youth for the future progress of the country, our enemy too attaches significance to them. But he goes so far for the sake of destroying the country and bringing the revolution to its knees. Our enemy is aware of young people's role as well. Everyone should pay attention that they too are working on our youth. They are trying to take advantage of our young people. All of them pursue this matter and are planning for it. Sometimes they need agents inside the country and they work on young people within the country to achieve their goals. Sometimes they need propagandists, analysts and political figures, and therefore they work on young people. And sometimes they need to encourage young people to turn their back on the country and to leave, as has been witnessed sometimes. They lure actors, athletes, semi-educated seminarians and students into leaving the country by creating a fuss. Such courses of action are sometimes adopted by the enemy against our young people. Everyone should pay attention and take care not to help the enemy recruit young people within the country. Towards the end of his speech, the leader of the Islamic Revolution said, "I hope that Allah the Exalted will bless you all. I constantly, at least once a day, pray for young people and the younger generation. I pray that God Almighty will help and guide you, young people, and all the youth of the country, and that He will resolve your problems." There are various problems relating to occupation, marriage, and various other problems. By Allah's grace, I will continue to pray for young people. I hope that God Almighty will accept these prayers, and He will definitely do so. Surely, in the future, our society of youth will improve compared to today by Allah's grace, and with the blessings of the Imam of the Age, may our souls be sacrificed for Him. You should supplicate in the Divine Court through intercession of Imam Mahdi. May God hasten His reappearance to establish a global government of peace, prosperity and justice. I hope Allah the Exalted will help you, will help us, all Muslim nations and our dear people to be sincere to the Imam of the Age so that his prayers are with us. I also salute the immaculate soul of our late Imam Khomeini and the purified souls of our dear martyrs, and I beseech God to bestow His mercy and forgiveness on them.